Hello everyone. In today's video, I want to talk about a stock called Rivian, an electric vehicle company. The reason I'm discussing this stock is because I've seen some important market indicators, and as a typical example of a certain type of company, I think it's worth discussing. First, let's look at the company's overall operations. Since its IPO, the stock price has been continuously falling. From a peak valuation of over $100 billion, it has now fallen to only over $20 billion. The P/S ratio has fallen from approximately 400 times to around 3.7 times. In terms of operations, revenue is continuously growing, which is a relatively good sign. Operating cash flow has started to turn positive, which is a very good sign. Free cash flow is about to turn positive, and if it can turn positive in the next quarter, it is likely to become a significant catalyst for the stock price. Of course, the company itself still has problems, because its gross profit margin is only 3%, which is a very low gross profit margin. This means that the gap between its revenue and costs is very, very small. Therefore, if it cannot further reduce costs, it will be very difficult for this company to be profitable. Currently, its EBIT margin, or operating profit margin, is negative, nearly 60%, meaning that the company is in a state of structural losses. Although revenue is good and cash flow is starting to normalize, if costs cannot be reduced, it is very likely that it will continue to burn cash and remain unprofitable in the long term. Similarly, Ford's electric version of the F-150 pickup truck, which is also a large electric pickup truck, is reportedly going to be discontinued. This means that electric vehicles are currently still unprofitable in the North American market, and major automakers have already begun to cut back on electric vehicle development projects. Anyway, as I mentioned earlier, if you look at this company, its stock price has fallen from its peak and seems to have stopped falling, with a bottom gradually rising. At the same time, its revenue is still growing, and its cash flow is also improving. The stock price has started to move upwards, indicating that the market's worst expectations for it have ended. If the free cash flow turns positive in the next quarter, and the operating cash flow remains positive, then continued revenue growth is likely to be a factor that stimulates the stock price. Looking at its chart, why did I choose this stock as an example? Because I saw a very important sign. After the stock price fell, it consolidated for a long time, and recently showed a breakout performance. The breakout means that in the last 2 days, or more precisely, yesterday, November 11th, this upward candlestick broke through the three recent highest peaks. Furthermore, there was a significant surge in trading volume. As I mentioned in my previous videos, a huge surge in volume is not a retail investor behavior. It must be institutional trading activity. It could be that some institutions are selling, and others are buying. In short, such a large trading volume concentrated in such a short time, within a single day, indicates significant activity. I don't know if more people were selling or buying, but as I mentioned in my previous video, once there's a surge in volume, the highest price during that surge can be used as a reference. This is the surge in volume on November 5th. After the surge, it consolidated for 2 days. These 2 days form an engulfing pattern. An engulfing pattern means that the candlesticks of November 6th and November 7th are contained within the candlestick of November 5th. Therefore, these two candlesticks can be disregarded. They can be considered non-existent. Finally, on November 10th, it broke upwards. That is to say, the upward movement on November 10th allowed everyone who dared to buy during the huge volume surge on November 5th, whether they were early adopters or latecomers, to profit. This is what we call a bullish profit-taking state. Subsequently, on November 11th, it surged upwards again. Today, November 12th, is another engulfing pattern. Today's candlestick is contained within the highest and lowest prices of yesterday's candlestick, so this candlestick can also be ignored. Next, we need to see if this high point can be broken. Anyway, it's clear that the RAND stock, less than control 100 greater than the price, has broken through upwards. This is very, very important. Looking at the weekly chart, we can see that the trading volume has become concentrated. This concentrated area, the green area, represents 70% of all the trading volume seen in all the candlesticks on the chart. If it breaks through further, for example, above $19.50, then all the chips below that level, representing over 70% of the trading volume, will be profitable. This means that all the trading volume that has been accumulating at the bottom for 2 years will start to profit. This could very likely trigger a very significant upward trend. So, how do you trade such a trend? Generally speaking, when you see this kind of breakout, you only need to set a stop-loss price below the large bullish candlestick that caused the breakout. Which day was the breakout? The breakout wasn't on November 5th. The breakout was on November 11th. Because on November 11th, it broke through the three most recent peaks and stood above the largest volume concentration. Right? Therefore, this is favorable. This is very favorable. In other words, if I were to trade this stock, I would simply set a stop-loss price here, at the lowest price on the day of the breakout, November 11. The lowest price on that day was 16 yuan and 20 fen, so I could set it at 16 yuan. If it falls below 16 yuan, I'll cut my losses. When to enter? I think you can enter anytime, because technically speaking, it has already broken out. So what are our expectations? The expectation is that it will go up. The expectation is undoubtedly that it will go up. So what is the bottom line? The bottom line is that it falls back below 16 yuan. It's possible. We're not saying it won't break out again. It might consolidate and then break out again. But if it falls back below 16 yuan, it might return to this situation. Breaking out and then consolidating again, it might return to this consolidation state. We hope that once it breaks out, it will continue to move upwards. If it doesn't move upwards after the breakout, it might not have the desire to go up. That's the idea. Okay, so for this kind of chart, let me give you another example, which is Rocket Lab. Rocket Lab has already, it's already skyrocketed, right? But looking at its initial stages, let's look at the weekly chart. For example, at this point. Looking at the weekly chart, you can see it's very similar to this R, right? After coming down from the top, it consolidated for a long time, more than 2 years, and then, after the accumulation of shares above 70, it started a big rally. It started breaking upwards at this point, breaking through the two most recent highs. During this period, it broke through these two recent highs, and then when it moved further upwards, a doubling rally occurred, and then it returned to Rivian. Whether R will continue to rise, I don't know, nobody knows. But for this kind of market movement, just set a stop-loss order. If it retraces, it might wait for the moving average, wait for these moving averages to rise again, and then it might have a chance to touch the moving average again, which would also be a very good point. When that opportunity arises, it's also something worth discussing and a good example to learn from. If this situation occurs, we'll talk about it again then. In short, the purpose of these videos, these chart analysis videos, is not to tell you that you should buy R, how you should enter, or how you should exit. No, my purpose is to help the vast majority of ordinary investors learn how to read charts. This is a very important type, as I said, a very important type, and many super performing stocks develop from this type. However, it doesn't mean that having this type guarantees a super performing stock, but almost all huge bull stocks require this kind of long period of bottom consolidation before moving upwards. So, today I saw this pattern, and I wanted to talk to you about it. My goal is to help investors who don't understand chart reading. If you understand, then you don't need to pay attention to this, right? If you don't understand chart reading, then I hope that after watching this video, you can gradually learn how to read charts and gradually discover risks and find opportunities in these charts and data. I hope that this framework, this method of stock analysis, can be useful to you. Okay, thank you for watching. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.